Hello again, everyone. It is Friday, August the 26th, 2005, and thank you for joining me here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Let's dive right into our weather here for today. First, let's start off by talking about Hurricane Katrina down in the Gulf of Mexico. It crossed over Florida overnight last night, re-emerged into the Gulf of Mexico, and is strengthened once again. Current winds are sustained at about 100 miles per hour as of 10 o'clock here this evening, and its track is taking it to the south and west. Now, over the next couple of days, it's going to make a turn out towards the north and to the northwest, and by the time we head into Monday, we're going to be talking about a major hurricane making landfall on the Gulf Coast of the United States. Right now, the track looks like it has shifted a little bit further west, thanks to our storm system that is diving in across the northern plains, and we'll be diving into the eastern part of the country here over the next couple days. That's going to divert Hurricane Katrina a little bit further west, and will likely be making landfall somewhere between central Louisiana and central Alabama, basically Mobile to west of New Orleans. Now, it looks like this is going to be a pretty significant hurricane when it does make landfall. At least a Category 3. Certainly, it's possible that it could be making landfall as a Category 4 storm with winds upwards of 125-130 miles per hour at landfall. Now, keep in mind, if it makes landfall near New Orleans, that could be some serious, serious problems because much of New Orleans is actually below sea level. A major hurricane making landfall in New Orleans would be absolutely devastating to the city of New Orleans. Now, we'll keep an eye on that track for you here over the next couple of days, but I'm sure if you have any interest along the Gulf Coast, make sure you keep attuned to the weather. And that kind of leads us into our weather question for today. And I'm going to try to do this periodically as we head through the Kansas City Weather Podcast here in the future. Whether or not I'll have a prize, we'll see. Maybe I can scrape something together for this particular question. But question for you. Where has the most rapid 1 foot of rain fallen across the world? Give you a hint. It fell back in 1964. Okay, so it's not much of a hint. But 1 foot of rain, where did it fall? And maybe I'll give you some brownie points if you could tell me how quickly that 1 foot of rain fell. Shoot me an email over to mezoed@gmail.com and let me know what your thought is. Well, let's bring it a little closer to home. Had those thunderstorms roll through the area this morning, those rapidly cleared out, and we actually ended up with a pretty darn nice day. That cold front that was going to be passing through overnight tonight is pretty much washed out. No chance of rain really overnight tonight, as all that thunderstorm activity really stayed south with the outflow boundaries from those thunderstorms. And we're in store for absolutely a beautiful weekend here across the central part of the country. Now, unfortunately, we do have a few hitches in the forecast. First off, simply the fact that we have had just copious amounts of rain here over the last week. And what happens when you mix sunshine and warm, moist ground? We get a lot of humidity in the air. So outside of the fact that we will, of course, be warming up through the middle 80s throughout the weekend, we will have a lot of humidity around, so it's probably going to feel a little bit warmer than that. So muggy and warm out there all weekend long and into early next week before we get enough of that moisture out of the ground and out of the air to make things a little bit more comfortable. Now, the second hitch to our forecast kind of has to deal with all that moisture that'll be sticking around, but also has to deal with the remnants of Hurricane Katrina. Now, right now, my thoughts are that Hurricane Katrina will probably make landfall somewhere in Louisiana, whether it's eastern Louisiana or southern Louisiana, and then make a trip to the north and northeast. It could come close enough to us on Tuesday that we could see some thunderstorm action develop on the way on the back side of this system as it passes to our south and east by quite a distance. Just enough lift associated with that that we could see some shower or thunderstorm activity on Tuesday. Just a real slight chance right now, but those really being the only hitches to our forecast. Otherwise, beautiful weather with temperatures right around normal for this time of the year. Your allergen counts for today, pollen is 21, which is moderate. Ragweed pollen still kept down, but now that the rain is out of here, I'm sure things are going to start to get up there in a hurry. Mold still high, of course, at 33,345. So let's spell out this beautiful forecast for you. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 70 degrees. For your Saturday, mostly sunny, a beautiful day with a high expected around 87. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 67. Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 86. Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. Tuesday, partly cloudy with that real outside chance we see some showers, thunderstorms, and associated with the remnants of Katrina. High under Tuesday of 85 degrees, and Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, and another high of 85. And that will do it for this Friday evening edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Make sure you shoot those answers to our question over at my email address, mezzoed@gmail.com. And you can also leave comments over at the website, kcweather.blogspot.com. Thank you once again for listening here today, and stay subscribed. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. Enjoy your weekend. God bless. We'll see you next time.